And welcome to the Kenny Pickett Show from PantherLair.com, presented by WellHive. I'm Chris Peek from PantherLair.com. He's Kenny Pickett from Pitt Football, of course. And Kenny, we've been doing this show since the beginning of August. So we've got kind of a little routine down to how we do it. We talk for a little bit. We get the questions from the fans and that kind of thing. And we'll stick to that routine today. But it's funny because we have questions, a lot of good questions that the fans asked. And we're going to get to those later in the show. But a bunch of questions, and I'm not using these questions, but a bunch of questions were about your hair. There were questions like, who has the best hair in the quarterback room? Is it you or Nick Patty? Or somebody else asked, do you practice the hair flip after you take off your helmet? And then why don't you wear a headband? Why are you pouring cold? All this stuff. And I mean, they're silly questions, but the reason they're asking is because the announcers on the game on Saturday, the Duke game, I think it was Wes Durham and Roddy Jones, they kept talking about it. They talked about your hair a number of times, and it got me to thinking, well, I'm not going to ask you the questions about the hair, but it made me kind of think, it's a question I've wondered from time to time. I mean, you're the quarterback, you know, when you go over to the sideline, particularly after like a touchdown drive or you throw a touchdown pass, there's going to be cameras on you, right? I mean, they're going to be, it's what happens. Is that something that's on your radar that you're cognizant of? Are you thinking to yourself like, all right, don't pick your nose or something, because you're probably going to be on TV? I mean, is that ever something that's really kind of on your mind at all?
To be honest, no, I never think of like the TV cameras. I know we have our own like video crew, and they're always, I mean, I'm so used to seeing it. It's like they're like a fly on the wall now. It's just, you know, they're always around. But no, I really don't think about that. Yeah, no, I heard that the announcers were nonstop with it. That's funny. And once they get on something, they roll with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then they had like, you know, you were sitting next to Nick Patty on the bench and his hair is kind of long too. So, I mean, you know, I think they couldn't help themselves. So, all right, I will ask you the one question that people ask, who's got the best hair in the quarterback room? I mean, you know,
I'm going to take that. I'll take that honor. I think Patty's second. Man, him and Davis are kind of close. And then the rest of the guys have shorter hair. So
yeah, they all keep it tight. I mean, yeah. Look, we have to tackle the big football questions here on this show. You know what I mean? We have to be very serious here and only talk about the important stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, actually, we will talk a little football. Obviously, you guys beat Duke 54-29 down there. Slow start, but ended up putting it away, you know, pretty comfortably, you know, 25-point win. I think one thing that stood out to me in that game, and it's sort of over the last few games, is red zone. And I think you've probably talked about this. I'm sure you guys have. You guys have been one of the best teams in the country all season at scoring touchdowns from the red zone. I think the last three games or so, you're maybe 7 touchdowns and 13 possessions. So kind of close to that 50% mark. Is there anything you noticed in the last few games? Is that a point of concern? Something you guys have been discussing? Is there anything, any trends or anything you can point to from the last few games there?
I mean, just really not executing consistently. I think we're really consistent early in the year. You know, there's like one guy here, one guy there, we're just not on the same page, or, you know, there's a missed block or missed assignment or something. That's where you kind of, you know, have those issues. And down the red zone, everything happens so much faster. There's less space. The windows are, you know, tighter. So if everyone's on the same page, you know, you have some miscues and it happens, but, you know, definitely something we want to improve on.
Is that, you know, have you noticed Coach Whipple like spend a little extra time on it or anything like that during practice? You guys pretty much stick to what you've been doing?
No, stick to what we've been doing. I mean, we spend time on what we, you know, the mistakes we had on certain plays, the why we didn't score, or whatever, you know, it is that way. But I mean, shout out to Sam Scarton. You know, he had his birthday the other day, had a great game. You know, he really helped, you know, give us some confidence and energy with those points that he, you know, he helped contribute to the team.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, the ACC said that Duke's kick returner was the ACC specialist of the week. I mean, he only scored 6 points. Sam had like 18, right?
I know. Yeah, they robbed him. They robbed Sam.
You finally got a quarterback of the week honor. I mean, who, you know, does EJ Borgetti call you and say, hey, Kenny, this is up? Or do you just see it on social media? What happens in those situations?
No, EJ's great with just giving a quick heads up text, like, congrats. You know, you have this honor or whatever it may be. He's always on top of it.
do you pay much attention to that on the weeks when you don't win? You're like, I threw for 500 yards and I don't get the honor or anything like that?
No. I mean, I always see how the ACC games went and see what happened, just to keep checking up on, you know, around the conference, on what everybody's doing. But no, it's not too much of a big deal.
Speaking of around the conference, obviously you guys have North Carolina coming to town on Thursday night at Heinz Field. And I mean, it's being billed as, you know, an offensive battle. It's obviously a quarterback battle. You know, Sam Howell, he's one of the guys people talked about heading into the season. You've obviously done what you've done so far. I know what your answer is going to be, but do you look at this as a, you know, you versus him, quarterback versus quarterback duel kind of a situation?
No, I mean, I look at, you know, my job, what I got to do is going against, you know, their defense. I think their defense is, you know, a little underrated with how much, you know, quantity of defense they put out there and the volume that they have. They mix up a lot of different looks. So, I mean, it's going to be another challenge. And obviously having a Thursday night, short work week, you know, not as much time to recover and get your body right. You know, really been a mental grind, I'd say, this week in terms of practice and walkthroughs and meeting time, just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I was going to obviously, you know, ask you about that. I mean, what's this week been like since, you know, the final horn sounded at Duke? I mean, what, you know, what's it been like for you guys as players?
Yeah, it's been non-stop. Like we got home, like our normal get home and from Duke and enjoy the night. But then up Sunday, got in a little bit later because the coaches were game planning and everything. And then I watched the Duke film and kind of closed it out. We had to close it out ourselves as players. We didn't get a chance to watch it with the coaches because we were right on to UNC once we got to the facility later in the afternoon on Sunday. Had a practice Sunday night, walked through Monday with meetings. Then had a practice today, you know, meeting time, extra meeting time and all that stuff just to, you know, have, you know, more time to rest our bodies and not be on the field.
Mm-hmm. You and I were talking a little bit before we started, you know, you didn't have a Thursday night game in 2018, 2019. The only Thursday night game was that North Carolina game, which, like you pointed out, you guys were on a bye before that. And then, you know, last week's Thursday night game was the Georgia Tech game that got rescheduled to the end of the season. So, I mean, this is really your first time going through this really short week. I mean, what are your sort of observations on it? Just that everything's compressed, a little more stressful, or what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, everything's compressed. You're trying to move your schedule up and trying to stay on routine as possible. But at the same time, it's just a little bit different. You know, today usually is like not as much of a film day for me. If this was like a Thursday, it was kind of be a cleanup day and, you know, close out anything else that I wanted to watch. But now this is still a big film day because of how sped up the process is with the short week. So just, you know, adds to the difficulty, especially when you're playing a quality and really good team in North Carolina who just beat Wake Forest.
You going back to Sam Howell for a second, I mean, have you met him? You guys had much interaction? Obviously, you probably shook hands after the 2019 game. You guys didn't even play them last year. I mean, have you run into him much, at some point?
No, the only time I really ran into him was at the Manning camp. We talked for a little bit. You know, great guy. Been trying to keep up with him and all the other quarterbacks and see how everyone's doing around the country. But, I mean, he's having a great year again. A guy who year in, year out, you know, has been playing at a high level.
I just noticed a stat that of the top six players nationally in total offense per game, four of them are ACC quarterbacks. It's you, yeah. M. Howell, Sam Hartman, and Brennan Armstrong. Is that just a testament to how well you guys are playing, or is that, I think people might look at it and say, oh, the ACC defenses are weak. What, anything you take away from that?
I mean, I would just look and see how we all did against out-of-conference teams. I mean, it doesn't – I think there's a lot of good teams, and I think especially quarterbacks in this conference, in this league this season. I think there's a lot of guys that are playing at a really high level, and I think we're kind of separated ourselves from the rest of the country in terms of, you know, quarterbacks in conference.
Right. Well, and also Howell and Hartman can count their stats from last week, since that Carolina Wake Forest game doesn't count as a conference game. So, you know, exactly. to your non-conference point, I think Hartman had like 389 and Howell had 216 and ran for 100. So, yeah, those stats add up. But all right, let's jump into the questions from the fans. These are always fun. I think there's some good ones this week. And I like this one right off the bat from Cairo 23. He says, what position would you want to play if not quarterback? We've talked about if you played other sports, but what if you were not a quarterback? He predicts outside linebacker. Is that how you see yourself? I'm thinking maybe that, or maybe a safety or something.
Yeah, I'd say that sounds about right. I think I could, you know, I would drop some weight to play safety, and I'd probably be a little bit faster. So I'd say safety.
Oh, okay. With like boundary safety, or are you more a Paris Ford or a DeMar Hamlin? You playing boundary or field?
That field safety is a brutal position to be, but I'll take boundary every time.
That's, I mean, like, is that arguably maybe, like, I mean, obviously quarterback is pretty high up there, but as far as, you know, Pitt Panthers football with Pat Narduzzi, is that maybe one of the toughest positions that anybody has to play on the team?
You just don't have any help. You're 10 yards. If it's our base look, I mean, you don't have much help. You're 10 yards back. And, the receiver's got a two-way go. You go inside, outside. You know, it's just like, you got to be a special player, athlete, safety. You got to have quick hips and a lot of things that, I don't think I'd have. So I'd definitely take the boundary.
Stay in the box, make a lot of tackles against the run. Nice. All right. Whirly Bird Option says, is there anyone on the team, or more specifically in the receiving group, that you feel is underrated and kind of wish you could throw the ball to more, but there just aren't enough plays? I mean, for everybody to get as many as maybe you think they deserve.
So the question is, who's underrated in the receiver room?
Yeah. Who probably deserves to get more passes, but just there's only so many to go around.
That's a good question. I mean, I think Jalen Barden, I think Melky Stovall, Shockey had a great week last week. There's the list goes. I think Jaden Bradley's going to continue to get better. He's a young guy, true freshman that's playing, and he's going to be a big time player here soon. So I think there's a lot of guys that are really, really good, and they're, just kind of we're finding our way with the offense. And like you said, I mean, we got Jordan Tastier, Jared Wayne, Lucas. It's a long list of guys, and there's one ball, so try to spread it around as much as we can. But it's nice knowing when I go out there, I have options, everywhere I look, and there's not one guy that I wouldn't feel confident throwing the ball to.
You mentioned Jaden Bradley. He had a really nice catch and nice run after the catch, and obviously ended up fumbling at the end of that. You say anything to him after that, like, hey, you can go down sooner or anything? It was a pretty impressive play. It just didn't end very well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a competitor, so he's fighting for every yard, and that's probably the thing I love most about him is how hard he plays and how bad he wants to win. It's something that I can relate to, and something that I can see as soon as he steps on the field that he has the confidence he's going to go get it. So. But it's just, he's a young guy. It's a learning experience, right? Like it's not high school. Like these guys are their pursuit drills, they practice them, and those guys are coming after you. If you're making moves, just know that they're on their way. So, it's all about learning. And, I think it was a great learning experience for him, and I think he'll just, get better from it.
All right. Greg Pitt asks, how do you or all quarterbacks maybe take care of your arms? I know we talked in the past about building velocity, but, is it kind of like what you see with baseball pitchers, wearing ice on your arm or keeping it warm? What's your routine before and after practices and games to kind of for arm protection and rehab and maintenance?
Yeah. I mean, I think some people just think like throw ice on it and then you're good to go. I mean, I think there's a lot more that goes into it. A lot of band work, cuff work that, Coach Stack does. And we have a whole, our lift as quarterbacks is completely different than the, rest of the team. We have like our whole warm up routine. Everything's different than those guys. We're getting like shoulder, recovery, shoulder strengthening, after practice. I think ice and stem's great. If, you feel like you're fatigued, that's always helped me kind of feel rejuvenated the next day. So there's a bunch of things. But really, I think like band work and strengthening, like the rotator cuff and all that stuff, just really helped me in my career.
Spenges asks, what can a quarterback do during the week to address a drops problem with a talented player? And that might be something that maybe you had to deal with a little bit more last year. It seems like your guys are really holding on to the ball this year. But if there's somebody who has maybe a couple drops in a game, what can you do during the week to kind of address it or work with them?
Just throw it to them. It's a confidence thing, and just telling the ball is coming to him the next play that you're not discouraged by it. You're gonna keep throwing on the ball, and you see once they have another catch, it's like once they catch the ball again, it's like they're back to normal, and they snap right into it. It's like if you harp on something like that and they're thinking about it, then that's when it becomes a problem. But it's big just to make sure that those guys have confidence and they know that you have confidence in them.
All right, last one then. Give the ball to Larry H2P asks, what were your thoughts when you saw that the second Jordan Addison touchdown was scored as a run instead of a pass? Were you like, come on, man, I threw the ball. Why don't I get a stat for that?
I know. We came to the sideline, and I told him, I was like, I think I threw that, because I had to get it out fast. I wanted to give some ground, so I make sure. My main concern is if he drops it or something, that's a fumble. And I didn't like how fast I had it. I just felt like I had some pressure off the backside. So I just had to throw it quick. So that was the main concern. Then when I got to the, Jordan was like, I was talking to him. I was like, I think you got a rushing touchdown there. He's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah. So it's whatever. I mean, we'll try and steal one here in these next 3 weeks.
Did you go watch like the film to tell if it's a lateral or if it's forward?
Yeah, no, it was 100% backwards. 100%. Oh, okay. So yeah, it wasn't even close. So yeah, there wasn't much of a debate.
All right. Well, you get one back when he runs one of those sweeps where you flip it forward to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to get that in the playbook this week.
Yeah. All right. Last one I wanted to ask, just as we're talking about touchdowns, the one with Gavin Bartholomew. I mean, is that, we've talked about this idea before, but is that a play where you step up and see what Duke is doing and just say, we got this. This is going to hit exactly the way we draw it up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a perfect call by Coach Webb. If you see, they brought pressure off the right side. So I moved my phone, but the defense rotates that way. So the blitz is coming from the right side. Everyone, you know, the safety on the left got to go to the middle. The defense kind of works like a wheel that way. So I know, I'm like, okay, there's, you know, not gonna be too many guys on the left here if I can get the screen off. So I just drifted back to the left and flipped it out to Gavin. And he's such a, you know, talented player, especially as a freshman. I think he's the unsung hero of this team with all the things that he does on offense, special teams, in the pass game, the run game. Kid does it all, and he's a true freshman. So, you know, he had a heck of a game. He's continued to improve. He's got a really, really bright future. So I'm excited to see how his career pans out in these next couple of years.
All right, Kenny. Well, thanks so much for your time, man. I appreciate it. I know it's a busy week, but I'm glad we could still fit it in. Good luck on Thursday night, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome, Chris. Thanks.